I look back now, 30 years ago today, as Ronald Reagan was being inaugurated as president in Washington, Barry Rosen was one of 52 American hostages being freed from captivity in Iran after being held for 444 days. Barry Rosen?
Yes.
Was that the end of something, looking back 30 years from today, or the beginning of something, your freedom from being a hostage in Iran for 444 days?
Well, absolutely. It was the beginning of a new life. I have 30 extra years of my life because of that day of freedom on January 20th. And we always celebrate that. I don't celebrate November 4th, 1979. That was the day we were taken. But January 20th is a wonderful day. It's proof that through hard work and negotiations, you know, people can survive a situation as horrific as that.
You were press attaché for the embassy back then. You're now director of public affairs at the Borough of Manhattan Community College. So much time has passed, yet I imagine for you it feels today like yesterday.
In many ways, while I go on with my life, Iran and that whole captivity is always with me. And, you know, why shouldn't it be? It's an indelibly etched moment in my life, 444 days of misery.
You know, I can certainly understand how this would stay with you forever and all of the hostages forever, and indeed many of you all tell similar stories. But does it surprise you at all that this chill with Iran and that the circumstances which really brought about the hostage crisis remain in a kind of deep freeze of mistrust and hatred even after all these years?
It does mystify the mind in many ways. If you think about it, we do have relations with Vietnam after a horrendous war, 55,000 Americans and who knows how many Vietnamese who died. And yet Iran cannot get over what they think are all the acts of some sort of oppression towards them. My feeling is, in the long run, Iranians have a great deal of difficulty dealing with issues where they themselves are at fault,
right?
And they seem to display displeasure by xenophobic diatribes to concerning the United States.
Well, we certainly see that with the speeches from Ahmadinejad and even the mistrustful speeches about Iran from the United States. Finally, I imagine there's a few history students there at Manhattan Community College, right?
Yes, there are.
Do any of them come in to your office when they discover that you're a part of a history that maybe they've studied and ask you questions?
Oh, it happens quite often. And also, it also happens with mysterious emails from high school students all over the country. I just had a group of high school students video me for their work. I think it's an international contest.
Hmm. Barry Rosen is a former hostage in Iran for 441 days. 30 years ago today, he was freed along with the other 51 hostages as Ronald Reagan was being inaugurated. Barry Rosen, we're glad you're out.
Thank you.
Thanks and good luck.
Bye.